The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Plans for CCTV cameras to be placed in taxis are among a series of measures suggested by the National Transport Authority in an effort to combat sexual assault in taxis. Now, this comes after taxi driver Raymond Shorten was convicted of raping two young girls in his car. And this was a decade after he had raped a seven-year-old girl. And for his pains, he ends up with a sentence, a combined sentence, consecutively served of 30 years in prison. Joining me now to talk about taxis is Sunday Independent motoring editor Geraldine Herbert. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So this idea of having some sort of inverted dash cam, you know, pointing backwards at what's going on in the cab, it's not a new idea.
No, this was actually talked about in 2016. And what's interesting about it, obviously, there was data protection concerns about it at the time, but also neither taxi drivers nor passengers seemed to be particularly in favour of it. I presume they felt it was an invasion of privacy and it was a step too far. But I wonder, Pat, over the last 8 years, if our attitudes to cameras has changed. And I would imagine that a lot of people, particularly women, would be in favour of this.
Now, the figures are actually a bit startling. There were 18 reports of rape or sexual assault in taxis over the period 2022 to 23. That's not a small number.
No, and also there were other figures from the HSE sexual assault treatment that 70 people reported either being raped or sexually assaulted in taxis between 2017 and last year. Now, we know, Pat, survey after survey shows that rape and sexual assault are probably the most significantly underreported crimes. So you can imagine that the actual reality is much greater than this. So, I mean, there is a huge cause for concern, and also for women generally. I mean, we know in the Transport Infrastructure Ireland published a report in 2020, Travelling in a Woman's Shoes, and that starkly depicted the kind of concerns women had about public transport. And like up to a third wouldn't travel at night on public transport because they were concerned and they had, really great concerns about their safety. Now, very little has changed since then. And now we have a situation where women are rightly concerned about travelling in taxis at night. So something needs to happen.
Now, the judge in sentencing this man referred to how, it's terrible that women have to feel insecure when they're standing at a bus stop waiting for public transport late at night, or indeed walking home, whatever it might be, than eventually having to have recourse to a taxi, which they would presume was a safe space. But turns out in so many cases, it has not been that safe space.
Yeah, and I think this is a big problem because, a lot of women work part-time, they work anti-social hours, they work in catering, and often there just isn't the public transport. And I've already mentioned that they might have reservations about using that anyway, and they will have to resort to taxis. And the very least they can expect is to get home safely. So, I think this really must be incredibly worrying for women.
Now, the question of vetting drivers, guard the vetting of drivers, and also there's, a tendency now among certain cohorts to clone taxi plates, and therefore maybe the driver behind the wheel is not the driver on the little identifying documentation within the car. I mean, they've got to have proper policing of the taxi service.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think even in terms of vetting, if you look at the Raymond Shorten case, he wouldn't have been picked up initially because people haven't, there's lots of people who may go on to commit crimes but haven't committed them already. So therefore, they don't come through the system. But I think this raises a number of issues. I think it also raises the problem of just the lack of Garda presence at night on the streets as well. I mean, that would go a long way to reassure people about just general safety. And there has to be regular audits and regular checks on taxi drivers, on vehicles, on all of these things. It just seems to be far too lax at the moment.
Now, I remember some time ago there was a release of a report from the United States about the number of attacks that happened in Ubers. But when you looked at the actual percentage, there are so many, many Ubers in the United States, so many drivers, so many journeys. It turned out the actual statistical rate of assault in a taxi was tiny. Because here we don't have the Uber system like they have in other countries. We still have Ubers, which are ordinary taxis, branded Uber. But it would inhibit the arrival of that novel Uber system here, wouldn't it, without kind of very much more policing.
Yeah, I think so. And also, I mean, I think the thing about the CCTV cameras in taxis should, like, it should reassure both the taxi driver and the passenger. And I mean, the fact of the matter is, if these are very small proportions in terms of the amount of taxi journeys that are taken, fine, then put the cameras in. What's the issue with them? They're, you know, nobody has to fear anything then. But I do think that there has to be very visible checks in place and reassurances for passengers that they are safe.
Okay, well, we'll see what comes of all of that. Ger Herbert, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.